This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Arizona's tough anti-immigration law goes into effect later this week if it's not blocked by lawsuits filed by the U.S. Justice Department and others. Last Friday, we aired the first part of an interview with Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard about immigration. He's running for governor against incumbent Jan Brewer. Today, Goddard tells us he's found a way to combat the cartels who smuggle people and drugs into his state. The federal government, he says, should follow his lead.
We followed the money in Arizona. We've gone after the wire transfers. When somebody is smuggled illegally across the border, they pay a little bit of money at the front end. But when they get to their destination, their family or their employer or somebody wires money to the coyote. And we're talking about a lot of money, usually $2,000 to $3,000 per passage. So the most efficient way that's done is by Wiregram, usually Western Union. 6 years ago, we brought some cases to basically identify where the suspicious patterns were and then to seize the money that we thought was illegal and to follow up with investigations. We found literally dozens of drop houses in the Arizona area. We closed those. We seized them. We released the prisoners that were inside. And it's a very effective investigative technique. We need to get on the offense. We need to stop just playing defense. You know, we line up Border Patrol and ICE agents behind them to defend the border on our side. But the cartels are the main problem. They're incredibly good at what they do.
And they're on the other side of the border.
Most of them are on the other side.
How does the long arm of U.S. law reach into Mexico?
With something that Secretary Napolitano and others have been working very hard on in the past year, because I've been on some of the missions to Mexico. And there is the opportunity to work as a joint effort to go after the cartels, to find their leadership, to arrest them, prosecute them, and put them in prison.
Mr. Goddard, could you help our listeners who might be confused about something? You were here in Washington, and you've been talking a lot about violence along the border, about cartel violence.
And yet, yes.
President Obama, when he spoke about immigration, asserted that the U.S.-Mexico border is more secure today than at any time in the past 20 years. So for people who are trying to square those two statements, help us understand that.
Is the president
correct when he says that?
When the president said it's more secure than ever, he meant there's more manpower on the border than there has ever been. But that does not translate into making the border more secure, because the opponent, the cartels that we're dealing with, are more sophisticated than they've ever been. They're better organized than they've ever been. They're better technologically astute than they've ever been. They know exactly where the Border Patrol agents are. They know where their deployed vehicles are. They have secure communications to communicate that information. They can stay. They're survivalists. They can stay on location for weeks, even in the desert heat. And they're very hard to remove from those locations, even to find them. So that's the kind of opponent that we're dealing with. And they see their moment, and then they move armed convoys of illegal immigrants across the border and then into drop houses in Phoenix or Tucson or other destinations. That's a very, very difficult opponent to deal with, even with a massive additional buildup on the border. So that's why I say we have to go on the offensive. We have to go after the organization that makes it possible for people to come with such sophistication across our border. And I just believe that's the only answer. Stop playing defense only and put an offensive effort together with the Mexican law enforcement officials to go after the leaders of the cartels. It will have a tremendous impact, and it needs to happen now.
Mr. Goddard, thank you very much for coming in.
I thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Terry Goddard is the Attorney General for the state of Arizona. He's also the Democratic candidate for governor.